next item is rules of procedure and a possible amendment. I'll turn that over to our esteemed counsel.
One of the things that Sussex County Council recently adopted was an amendment to the county's fair housing policy to require that all the bodies that have hearings, which is the commission, board of adjustment, and the council, that there be a statement specifically contained in their rules and also read during the meetings, which you heard me read at the outset of today's public hearings, which is something I know this commission does already, but that it doesn't discriminate based upon any of the protected classes. So what we've done is proposed an amendment to the rules at section 14.5 to specifically state the obvious that Sussex County in its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. So we've just added that to the rules. I think part of the thinking on that is, too, is that, you know, we can't prevent people without a rule to that effect from saying something, in public. And we don't want to be implicated for something we don't have any control over, you know, that's a statement made by some member of the public. So having this in the rule, you know, we can, first of all, stop somebody in their tracks if they start making improper statements. And we can also say, you know, in addition to the obvious, but based upon our rules, we're not going to consider any of that information because we don't discriminate based on those protected classes.
Does that include transient campers?
They are not, to my knowledge, a protected class.
I don't believe they're a protected class.
No, that's right. Okay.
So what we'll just need is a vote to amend the rules in that regard to add section 14.5 concerning Sussex County's concerning that Sussex County does not discriminate against protected classes.
Okay. We're saying we're not abridging someone's right of free speech, but you're saying since we can't control that, that the chairman or vice chairman acting
and
can
we won't
stop that person.
And we won't consider it as,
well,
as part of our deliberations.
And it won't be considered a part.
That's right.
Okay. I think previously I expressed concern about who would be reading it. I mean, because it seemed pretty exact.
It'd be part of your preamble there?
That was part of the policy or the memo that went around is that legal counsel will read that a statement prior to any public hearing. So that would be, you know, me or at this point, I guess, Mr. Sharp or Mr. Moore, depending on what body it is. Yeah, I know that you had a sort of a chain of command, Mr. Johnson.
I was concerned, you know, I'm usually the one that's not here, you know, but on occasion counsel might be late or tardy attending.
Right.
And we don't want to have to hold up the meeting in order to say that. So I think as long as someone makes it clear or states
well, and the rule amendment doesn't reflect that. The rule just states what Sussex County will not do.
I've got a better idea. Yeah. I think it should be pre-recorded, and you should give it to Mr. Abbott so that he can play it at the beginning of every meeting. Then you're done, and you don't have to worry about it.
What we're doing this evening is just amending the rules to include that statement.
Okay.
Yeah. I think until we have a problem, we can pretty much rely on our counsel to read it.
But basically, we're amending our rules to say that we're going to include that as part, not...
No. The rule, that's just part of the policy that was already adopted by county council. Yeah. This is just the rule that says Sussex County does not discriminate. It's not that
we need
the statement. It's that just the rule itself that Sussex County and its zoning land use decisions does not discriminate against the protected classes of persons.
So the motion is to amend the rules of the commission?
Yes, to include new section 14.5.
New section 14.5.
14 point what?
Five.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we amend our rules of the commission to include 14.5.
Section 14.5. Second. Moved and seconded to amend the rules of the commission to include section 14.5. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.